Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to our Dad Timeout Show listeners around the world. Welcome to the Dad Timeout Show. We're just four dads with 12 kids between us, and we all, oddly enough or not, work in the entertainment industry. It's a place to put your feet up or down. If you're exercising or driving or skateboarding or kite surfing or hiking, moonwalking, needlepointing, scrapbooking, gardening, refereeing, shopping, Halloween decorating, or anything like that, put your feet up. Listen in. We'll only be about 47 minutes and 30 seconds. If you could like us, subscribe, or leave a review, we'd be forever grateful. And please follow us on the Gram, Twitter, and Facebook. We are very active. In tonight's show, of course, the dads will kick off with a little catch-up, a little car line chatter. And then they'll have their take on funny parent tweets of the week. And then in smart articles by smart people, the dads will discuss an article called 11 Ways Parents Build Resentment in Kids Without Even Realizing It. And finally, they wrap up and check out some of the new words that were just introduced to Merriam-Webster's Dictionary 2023. And then finally, they'll wrap up with things that make them smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, what's your name, ma'am?
Lola.
Welcome to the show, Lola. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
On this balmy California evening. Lola, before we go in, because you usually deliver our typical dad joke, traditional dad joke, you, my older daughter, or my son, name all the Taylor Swift albums in 10 seconds. Go.
Evermore, Folklore, Red, Lover, Reputation, Fearless, Speak Now, and there's two more.
All right, we're going to leave it blank, and then we'll let the listeners fill in the final two that you missed out on. Hey, let's get the dad joke of the week.
Oh, what did the jack-o'-lantern say when he got home?
What did the jack-o'-lantern say when he got home? I don't know. Tell me, Lola.
Hiya, pumpkin.
Hiya, pumpkin? Well, that will definitely work. Thank you very much, Lola. Coming up next, the guys will be coming around the corner. Dad Time Out Show. Here we go.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, here they are around the corner. Hello, everybody.
Hi there.
Boys and boys.
Welcome, welcome, welcome on this
sultry.
What do we even say?
Sultry.
Nice.
What do we even say?
I don't know.
It's
a sultry October Eve.
We got a Beetlejuice cups in our hand with margarita filled to the brim.
That's good.
Well, that, I guess, is our drink of the evening.
It's a big cup.
You know, on a... So my... I know, like, people in Phoenix and Dallas are like, shut up.
Yeah.
But for California, October to be breaking 100 today.
It's just odd.
Pretty nuts-a-rama.
Nuts-a-rama.
Yeah, so anyway, tonight, Beetlejuice is in order.
What propelled your wife? Yeah.
Well, we went to see this show. I always collect the little drinks.
You have four of them.
Yeah.
That's what surprised me is she has four of the same cups.
Beetlejuice. It's my daughter's, my oldest daughter's favorite show.
I always only had one.
Apparently, somebody from Colorado enjoyed it a little too much as well. But that's a story for another day. So let's paint the room. Chris, Ben, and Mark are all here. This is very, very exciting. Hold on a minute. Oh my gosh. The crowd goes crazy.
Crowd goes wild.
Three people are in the house.
Well, there's four.
But all shorted up.
Well, three extra people.
You count. Okay.
So we got a lot to talk about tonight, including this 100-degree heat spell, but it's supposed to cool off by the weekend, and there's a big game in my life Sunday.
Goodness gracious, is there ever.
So all that's happening, but big. More importantly, right, this second, I have to talk about this. I saw something that moved me last night. I never watched the from A to Z the movie The Notebook.
Oh yeah,
and I finally watched it last night.
Rewatchable, that one.
It was on E of all places, and I was just kind of flipping through.
Did you cry?
Pretty old.
That or Lifetime.
Well, I remember working like with MTV back in the day, and I remember Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams were like when they would show up anywhere, like
hottest people alive.
Yes. And it was all about The Notebook, and I finally watched it. Do you
it is the best
it?
Cinematic kiss of all time. I'll say that.
What? The, which one?
The, you know, the one, end? The rain. Yeah.
I don't think it's called a spoiler alert because we're about 10 years in.
Yeah, but did you cry after watching it when you know? Well, James Gardner and he's all hugging.
Yeah, him. But then the storyteller in me got mad because I wanted it to end with her recollection, and then the dance, and then a fade out. The ending, and then they both go lay in bed together. Oh my gosh!
Like, it's
just
too much.
Just
it's
end me right there.
It's too much. It's too much.
Yeah, but my man, what a classic! That yeah, you know, was, what a
I
tale
mean, we're
of
talking
love.
About it for a reason. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Now I can see why. 15 years later, they discover. Yeah. But yeah, just the. So was that first love like? And you know, you moved on, and you kind of did. But that first puppy love, that first. Was that potentially maybe it back then? But you just kind of, who knows? Yeah. But yeah, it was fun. So other than that, The Notebook, we highly recommend it. Look it up on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think it's 30 years old.
I think it scored pretty well back in the 80s, yeah. 90s. Yeah, Ryan Gosling, as you well know, is the new Ken in the Barbie movie.
Oh, bad choice.
No.
Not, he's awesome.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah. No, he's just not Ken.
Tremendous.
He's just not Ken.
Have you seen it? He does a good job.
Ken Mendes is what you
yeah,
just
Ben's just bitter. Like, you know, remember the old beer drinking bitter
role,
beer
guys.
Face?
There's, I play my role.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, so with The Notebook, okay, we're moving on. So we have I have to talk about something I'm very excited about. I wait for the show to unveil these amazing things that I find on the internet. The webs. I purchased, and I talked about this all during the NFL game on last Sunday. Anybody that I could get their ear, I told them about my discovery, and it is the purple toothpaste.
What? Oh, no, I've been getting a lot of that, too. What do you think? Believe it or not?
I bought it.
What is it?
I'm very
like
curious.
Extra whitening or charcoal?
Okay, so
what is it?
So like in the color wheel, company? I'll explain it real quick. On the color wheel, the opposite colors react. So purple is the exact opposite of like teeth yellow. So it in theory should cancel it out.
Right.
I don't think it's taken anything off, right? It's just
so
interesting. Interesting.
I did my due diligence or not because I just basically clicked. The mm-hmm. thing through to shop now
buy
and got it in like a day.
Such a
so you're correct, Benjamin. So if you remember back a few years ago, people with blonde hair were buying the purple shampoo. Same sort of theory.
Yeah.
So yes, the purple overtakes the yellow.
Okay.
Or in some cases,
so
brown.
Is it working?
So it works.
Really?
In my brief experience, because I've only used it twice, once before I went out on the field and the other time before I went out on the field.
Huh. And are you putting a purple coat over the yellow, or are you taking the yellow away? That's what I want to
know. I'm following the instructions.
I want to know how we weren't involved in this text string prior to tonight.
I told you, I saved it for the show.
I know. I'm intrigued. I want to see the link. I want to
buy the purple over the yellow. If I had to guess.
Yeah, but couldn't
what's
you just
the
drink
purple
some,
paste?
Like, Welch's or something, and then shouldn't that have the
yeah.
same effect?
So I think that it works. My theory is this, that if, like, let's say you're a television host, and you're getting ready to go on television, you brush with this purple stuff, you rinse it out naturally with water. There's nothing. It's not like these whiteners or brighteners where it takes 2 weeks, and you can feel the peroxide, whatever. But it literally will change the tone for at least a few hours, in my experience.
Interesting.
And
it's
then
like Photoshop or something.
It's sort of, let's take a live Photoshop.
Touch up a little bit.
Live
sure.
Photoshop.
I mean, like test it on your own. I don't care. But I'm saying I'm... And then I got it, and then I got all possessive about it. I wouldn't let my wife use it. I'm like, no, it's mine.
It's mine.
Until I get about halfway through and get tired of it. Then I'll give it out.
Does it have some...
Oh, it's hipster packaging. Like,
no,
it's
no, gritty.
Very cool.
Is it like abrasive?
Not necessarily. It's weird seeing your mouth all purple.
You're gonna have to share this because I'm interested.
Okay.
I really wish we had sponsors.
Me too.
Like, this is
well, especially
we
these
all
fledgling.
That's reachable. We should be able to get a hold of
not
a green
sponsor
toothpaste
yet.
Or a purple toothpaste.
I'd love that.
All right, we are drowning people in a word tsunami right now.
Totally.
The other thing I did send you guys that I am getting, but I haven't gotten over the financial hurdle yet, is the permanent scent diffuser. Yeah. The electron. Now you can even go to the higher end and hook it up to your HVAC system.
Oh my! What is that?
Plug it in.
It's like a the level that something? If you walk into McDonald's. A Ritz Carlton, maybe a McDonald's, I don't know, but
they do it.
A Ritz Carlton, a Four Seasons. Like you, there's that certain. Hold on, word tsunami. So there's a certain smell in the air.
Yeah.
And when you go into a really nice hotel room, there's a certain fragrance. There's something in the air.
California
and you can't
adventure.
Put your finger on it.
Yeah. The scent.
Well, yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Essence.
Yeah. So you can buy, I have the baby one you can see in the bedroom window, which it's actually going on right now. Oh, and the scent is fresh bed sheets and linens.
Are you serious?
That is
crazy. Yeah.
Really subtle.
We have two sets. Like, we have two pets as well. So the living room is like pet zone. Like, you know how the people say you have pet nose, like you don't even recognize it anymore?
Yeah.
I still recognize it every time I walk in. And that's with clean everything. It still smells like pet.
I wonder if they can do that on High Five.
So anyway, there's one that like you, this one's like literally $19.99. Okay. And it really is, I love it. I use it every single day. When I make the bed, I put it on, lights up the room, and then I shut the doors. No one's allowed in there, especially the pets. And then when I come back in, it's like a little personal
oasis.
I don't
have time for this stuff, MK. It's unbelievable.
Takes 4 minutes in the morning.
I know, but...
All right, so there's a professional one now that, like, electronically you can set timers and it will puff your air.
So, but you're talking about this is room-specific instead of plugging into the HVAC.
You can do both.
You can do both.
Yeah. Jeez. McDonald's supposedly wafts.
It's amazing.
French fry smell?
No, and MSG. That's not true. That hasn't been proven.
Okay.
Is it scientific, Ben, or are you just speculating?
I just say things.
Like Vegas, they have no clocks, no right angles.
Something oxygen in here.
Ben's just pulling stuff out of the you-know-what.
It's a scent conspiracy theory.
It is. It's a scentspiracy.
There it is.
Conspiracy. So, anyway, we got to move on to the big show, but those are two new things. And then,
really happy for you.
Fun fact, Blue Angels may or may not fly over while we're taping, recording, whatever we're doing. Real quick, we want to shout out a lot of our Instagram friends. I'm going to be a guest blogger on Atomic Mommy, so shout out to Atomic Mommy for giving me a green light. I attended a webinar last night about how money and crazy parents are ruining sports. I'm going to talk to those folks that run that whole site. So that's coming up. And then just our normal Coolio friends, Jose Rolon, Bay Area Dad Life, Okayest Mom Podcast out of Sacramento, California. I had a lot of great conversations with Girl Dad Nation, Matthew Kreckler, Michelle Icard's Always a Star, the Essential Calendar folks, PG-ish Parenting. Good friend of mine now, Erin, is going to be speaking at the next Mom 2.0. Ooh. So, or at least she hit the submit I want to speak button. So that's happening. So she's super cool. This American Dad, Funkel, and let's round it out with our friend Joshua. And Mom 2 Summit. I'm going to one of their webinars too. So they're all our Insta friends. They weren't Insta really. They came with the territory of the gram. Speaking of the gram, you weren't here for the top of the show. We're going to be discussing the new words added to Merriam-Webster's dictionary today.
Ooh. Fantastic.
And we'll have a little baby quiz on that. And we have some fabulous prizes as usual, including, like, even right in front of me now, Irish Spring Soap is there to deter the flies. And we still have the warm vanilla sugar cleansing hand soap from last podcast that nobody seemed to take home. Coming up next is our Tweets of the Week.
Time now for the Tweets of the Week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, it's time for Tweets of the Week. Weeks of the Tweet, Tweets of the Week.
Sweet.
It's so funny, like, nobody really cares that it's X. They still, if you're not on the social media, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But Elon Musk changed the name of the company to X, and... But everybody's got Twitter buttons with the little birdie on them. Nobody feels like changing them.
Mine's too updated much of an effort. Automatically.
Some do. Most don't.
Mine shows
the name of the tweets, though. Mine shows X's or something.
Even
or?
On the listicles that I look at to get the funny tweets, it all says tweet, Twitter, tweet. Oh, Twitter,
still tweets.
It's hard to change.
You're
that,
still but. Tweeting. Yeah. I guess you're tweeting an X.
You're still tweeting.
All right. Controversy aside, this is from our favorite. These are kind of all over the map. Some pertain to fall. Some pertain to stuff that we always talk about. But moving on. From the homespun number one ranked Twitterer in the country, world, continent, galaxy is Simon C. Holland.
Yes.
Simon is always delivering. Boy, that went off before the tweet even went off. So this better be a good one. This probably pertains to me more than anybody else. Don't forget to let your emotional well-being be dictated by kids playing in college football today.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know how worked up I get on a Saturday.
They're about kids, man.
College kids playing football.
It's too much pressure.
It is the zest of life, though. It is the fall for me. You know where I'm going next week?
Where are you going?
Fun fact.
Cotton Bowl.
Me and one of my dearest friends. Yes, we're going to Wisconsin.
Yes.
To see Iowa at Wisconsin.
Wow.
And my second favorite thing is the college store.
Yeah.
The college store is the greatest thing ever.
That's where
I'm actually thinking I'm going to start a TikTok channel just rating college stores.
You totally should.
Ask me what my favorite one that I've ever been in, and you're going to be very surprised.
What's your favorite
Florida
college store, Mike?
Florida Gators.
Well, my alma mater, of course.
Of course, Tennessee. But
BYU.
Really?
They take their sports seriously at the old Brigham Young.
They do?
Yes, they have a baby stadium in the store with seats. And you can watch highlights on the screens. Yeah. They have Butch, I think it's Butch. I forget his name. They have a brass mascot in the front door. You can take photo. I mean, and then you got to rate it on the gear. Because now stores are insane. And you can tell if it only has JanSport, meh. Well, when they started getting into Columbia, Tommy Bahama, Polo. Like San Luis Obispo. So where'd you go? San Luis Nabisco?
San Luis Nabisco.
San Luis Nabisco Nilla Wafers. Is that the name of the team? But anyway, all right, we're moving on first.
Wow.
In the interest of time.
We are the Vanilla Wafers this season.
Ben's alma mater, San Luis Nabisco.
Having a hard time this year.
This is from at dad-in-law. Speaking of college football, took my six-year-old daughter to a college football game, and my dream of turning her into a fan quickly faded when she asked to go home in the first quarter because we watched this game on TV last week.
Yes.
Wow. Do you take your kids to games? Have you ever?
Oh, yeah. I've tried.
UCLA?
Well, we do a lot more basketball than football, but definitely, you know, I try to get them to partake, but
I see basketball being more tame. To be honest,
really?
My kids have been very young, as most kids usually start out, and I've always had a fear of bringing them to a big rival game in my alma mater because I know it can get insane.
Yeah,
insane.
That's the fun
SEC
part,
is crazy.
Yeah, we're going to take them to Tennessee Vanderbilt this year because I figure Tennessee will either won or lost it all by then, one or the other. But Vandy, still Vandy. So I mean, yeah, it's the Harvard of the South, but...
We don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. I just every listener non-football just checked out. All right. So anyway, yeah. My kids don't even really go to 49er games, but anyway, okay. So
I'll go with you.
Simon C once again. I was going to do one of those August dump picture posts, but mostly it's just QR codes I accidentally took pictures of. Do you do the QR thing?
I mean, you kind of have to now.
But what are they? Here's what I'm my question.
So deep, bro. No,
what do you mean? What?
I can't. I guess.
Yeah. Dude, it's like, oh yeah, sign up for your thing or re-enter your password. You want to log into a streaming account?
Okay.
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Like,
I guess I'm bitter because I can't read my phone anymore. I can't even see it.
You don't have to.
I just updated my font like four sizes this week.
Wow.
Four sizes?
Somebody showed me how to change the font size. I'm like, oh my gosh. Well,
way
I
better.
I can see my phone. Yeah.
Do you wear my, like, Mr. Magoo glasses?
One letter at a time, scrolling.
I just wonder, like, when you're watching, as I do often, the Today Show, and they have the, hey, for Jill's deals, scan the QR code. Does anybody actually, like, run at their TV and try and get it?
Yeah, you just zoom in.
Really?
Man. You have, like, the Zoom.
It works.
Your
you pause. You yeah, pause live TV.
I know
TV.
How to Zoom.
Oh, you pause it.
You pause live TV, and then you do the QR code if that's what are you your just, jam.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. You know,
I don't have any it's QR codes handy. On my You're phone. You're
right. So well, whatever. QR like relate. Now they're in meetings, right? Like a lot of my meetings, they'll like scan the QR code at the bottom, go to the meeting, blah blah.
Yeah,
blah.
Or you go to a restaurant, and then now it's like you have wow. to that's scan a whole just different to see trip. The menu.
What if your phone's you dead? I can't eat.
They'll bring you a paper copy.
Yeah, I know. I asked for it out of principle.
Right. All right. Speaking of principles, we'll go to school tweet. This is at I hide from my kids.
Yes.
I've been texting with Isla's mom for 3 years. When's a good time to ask her name?
So true.
It's so funny.
I have so many people in my phone. It's like... I have Jane's daughter yeah. or Tammy's mom or well, wait Mark Patty's mom or Barbara's mom.
They're listening. Yes, the struggle is real.
They're listening.
The struggle is real. Vicky.
Oh, and then I used to think I was clever when the context. So I have this one person like tennis girl from Market, and now I'm like dear friends with her, but she's still on my phone as tennis girl from Market.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I have a note. Fair. I have a little, you know, like a notes doc on my phone, and then like I always cross check with my wife because she knows every name. But then I'll be like, okay, and I'll be like, oh yeah, Tammy's dad.
Really,
Rick? You know?
Oh, she's got it down.
Ooh, no, that's... I have a notes doc so that when I see Tammy's dad coming, I'll look it up and be like, oh yeah, Rick.
That's legitimately important to have that.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah, it is. We just had our school festival, and I'm not lying, 50% of the parents that I had good conversations with, I had no idea what their name was yeah. or who their kid was.
Well,
maybe the kid, sort
it's
of the combo.
Mutual, like, there's a mutual understanding there.
But so after 10 years, I'm like...
It's too late.
I don't remember... Yeah.
It's too late. What? It's too late. Mark's looking at
it. Oh, I know where Mark was at the festival. It rhymes with car.
You remember.
Yeah. No, I was watching you at the bar and vacuuming the stage.
No you shame. Remember Why everyone's were you so name defensive about that, Mark? Man, I'd be drinking my face off.
No, yeah, Mark got all feisty, and then
he was like, I'm not drinking. I was like, and
then
why
he,
not?
Then he went to the beer, well.
The beer quality wasn't good.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so that was I had from my kids. This is from Chet Happiness. I can relate to this. Another school tweet. Sorry if you have non-school children. Ordered new coats for my kids, and for convenience, I had them shipped directly to their school's lost and found section.
Dude, I like that. I feel that. You know, so this, as you said, this past week was our kids' school festival, and they could wear festival T-shirts, which requires them to wear a school sweatshirt, and my son does not like to wear the school sweatshirt. So what happened? He lost it, like, the first day, and can't find it now. It's
first day, dude.
It's
like
a super donation.
There's no reason to buy any of this. We just go and steal stuff from our lost and found.
Well, we have, yeah... Well, yeah.
We do.
We are lost and found. The piles are so high, you don't even feel like, that one probably fits.
That looks nice. I can wear that.
Because it's there over and over and over again. And then we have uniform exchangey type of thing, too.
Catholic school, right.
Yeah, I got to go there and just like grab a sweatshirt for that
kid. I went
to
back to school night for my younger daughter. And then I saw that there was in the lost and found. My older daughter's thermos.
Oh, really?
Been there for
4 years.
How? Yeah, I was like, oh, hey.
Let me sanitize that.
How do they
like? How'd that smell?
Weird.
Yeah.
Got
it. Back, a new thermos is $20.
Yeah. So this is just a side note. So I go to school the other day and I see this Indiana Jones-ish looking hat on like the no parking sign. So somebody like put a hat up there. And I had a closer look, and it was my hat. And I'm like, what? How the hell did... What happened?
What?
And it's my kids, when they bail out of the car, because ours is like a fire drill. They're literally, like, ducking and rolling to get out of the car in the morning.
Go, go, go.
Yeah. And then I think one of them just dragged it out, and then somebody found it and threw it up on the thing.
Funny, dude.
Yeah, I got my hat back.
I like that. Hey, good.
Didn't go into lost and found. All right. Well, this is good for all of us. Again, from Simon C. Holland.
Yeah.
I'm not a marriage counselor or anything, but have you tried taking her to Starbucks and then Home Goods to look at the fall decorations?
I'm going to try that, like, tonight.
I love you Home Goods. Used to go on dates at Target, right?
We did, yeah. Back in the day.
You used to put your hands in the back pockets?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we her back pocket?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I forgot about that move. Yeah.
That's how it was back in the day.
We just had a special little handhold, like we interlocked our pinkies, you know?
Really?
We would drive and hold hands the whole way.
Oh, really? Did you ever do the stick shift? You hold it to hold the stick.
I would shift together. I would keep shift with my left hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so I could keep holding hands.
Wow.
You know? That's love.
That's love.
Until you get sweaty.
I didn't mind.
Really?
No, but that doesn't make sense.
You would have enjoyed The Notebook watching it with me last night.
What I'm talking about is holding the stick shift together. Like, you interlock fingers around the stick shift. And so
shifting together. You know, shifting together.
One at a time, gentlemen.
I know. We're excited about hand holding.
Yeah. Yeah, our listeners are when it's coming out of 9 speakers.
Sorry.
Oh. Should we do that again?
No, keep going.
You're right. Okay. We're okay.
No, all right, let's finish on a positive note from Mama Jessie C. It's very funny. They're all so funny. Now begins a season where I tell myself eating 20 mini candy bars is healthier than eating one regular size candy bar.
Yeah, that's true. Truth right there.
Is it? That's how I do it.
Truth.
Do they make Reese's cups? They do, right?
Okay. Totally.
Trader Joe's has these wicked candy bars. Have you seen them? Go to Trader Joe's, get their wicked candy bars.
Wicked?
Oh, yeah.
They're called wicked?
Yes.
Oh. Are they
wicked
like minis?
Candy bars?
They're like, some of them kind of taste like Milky Way, but better quality, but they have like peanut butter nougat ones. Anyway, it's legit.
Can we quickly talk about the Trader Joe's mini ice cream cones? Perfect, perfect dessert for kids because it's tiny.
Yeah, sure.
They're legit. Right there.
Let's talk about this.
Going crazy on the soundboard.
Sure. Why not? Coming up next, 11 ways parents build resentment in their kids without realizing it. Smart articles by smart people. All right, this comes from the Huffington Post. When we were kind of noodling our topics of the evening. This one actually just came out a couple days ago. And I thought, wow, I never really thought about the core reasons of child resentment and why they resent their parent. I never really like distilled it down. I know when my kids are mad at me. I know when I've done something wrong and I have to apologize. But, well, that's part of the story too. So this is from Caroline Bologna. It's from HuffPo. Experts break down the comments and behaviors from adults that make kids feel resentful. We all know what it's like to feel resentful sometimes. Some people begin to resent their partners due to an unequal division of labor at home, while others develop resentment at work for contributing. With kids, it's not uncommon for resentment to build toward their parents. Resentment is a state of anger and unhappiness due to feelings of being treated unfairly, explained Dr. Jean Berrison, a Harvard Medical School psychiatry professor. Tends to grow over time, and the longer it lasts, the harder it is to resolve. It may have significant negative impact on one's relationship with parents, including loss of trust, feelings of neglect, rejection, or abandonment. And it goes on and on and on, but, you know, they have a lot of very poignant things to say. Resentment is an emotion that only grows in the dark, says Kristen Gearing, a parent educator at the Family Resource Parent Lab. When you shine some light and love on the situation, it starts to dissipate, so long as the parent is keeping that relationship with the child in mind. It's like less likely for resentment to grow. But everybody makes mistakes, and everybody is different. So they have some bold header topics of general stuff. We don't have to dive into each one, but I was curious to see what it was. And then, I internally judge myself to see if I'm screwing it up or am I doing okay? Or, you know, sometimes I can high five, sometimes I miss the five. But how do you guys feel about this in general? Mark, you have an older child. Chris, you have the second oldest. Have you ever gone through this? Did you solve it? Did you feel it? Or have you been a 10.0?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely looked at all of the parenting styles through the different kids from 24 down to 8. And I feel pretty consistent for the most part with all of them.
Let me get into the nuts and bolts of this. Number one is inconsistent parenting. Right off the top, it's just some parents are inconsistent or at times being overindulgent. Allowing or giving treats, hey, bending the rules, letting infractions go without punishment, while at other times they're excessively strict. Kids need a structure with consistency, much like they typically get in school. When they're treated in a haphazard way, they learn over time the world and human behavior is untrustworthy. They can never know what to expect. The end result is insecurity and often blaming the parents as times get older. Ben, you have three youngins. Yeah. I do. Well, I've got... Wow, they're getting old fast.
Yeah, they
are. You got the youngest. How do you balance that out?
I'm 13, 11, and 7 this week. He'll be 7.
All right, so. I forget. We're right in the same. I always think of yours as smaller.
Yeah, they are a bit younger. I mean, the gist of the article was just, yeah, when they're younger... or older. I don't think it makes too much difference as far as this article is concerned. It's the cliche, do as I say, not as I do, is like the only thing that kept coming back to me. Like, obviously, I didn't read it, but I just deduced this. I did open it. I was trying to read it at the beach with the kids, so it wasn't working. But I tried, yeah, guys. I tried to read it. And so the do as I say, not as I do thing is basically, you know, and that you're just a person that makes mistakes, and the saying sorry thing, and yeah, that transparency is huge. I just try to be real with them and tell them, hey, that hurt my feelings. I like what you said, MK, that like, hey, or I'm sorry, Mark, you said it, that like, you're not going to get a result you want when you treat someone bad. Like me, you know, or anyone else, or, you know, like you, if you treat someone bad, you're not going to get the result you want. And, the unfairness, but as far as them being younger, or older, I don't know if it matters. I think we need the consistency is huge all the way through.
Yeah. I mean, so like with our youngest, because she was the baby, mm-hmm. The other two don't realize they were the babies at one point.
Oh, yeah.
So we were the same way with them at that age than we are with her at this age. But to them now being older, it looks like she's getting favored because she's the baby. I mean, when she was a baby. Now everybody's up and running. So that was very hard to kind of explain and juggle constantly. Like, hey, like, you were one once, you were two once, you were three, you were five.
We're definitely a little bit here inconsistent, right? Like, I think for me, the learnings from the first kid definitely colored the way that we're treating the second kid and how we approach things. So definitely, like, it's a little unfair, but I think there's more leniency on the second kid in most of the times, right? Like, I just don't have the fortitude or energy to enforce the same rules. And
but don't you also think that the younger ones learn? I mean, as a youngest sibling, I know that I learned what to do and what not to do by my older siblings.
Sure.
Oh, let's see, my parents don't dig this, so let me not do that. And so to a degree,
totally. And what to, like, take seriously, right?
I don't fault my youngest, and I tell him often, watch your siblings, watch how they go through life, see how they progress and, you know, navigate based on what their experiences are so you can have a clearer path, because that's really what it comes down to. It's not hard to navigate a family relationship as long as you're doing the right stuff, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great point. I just, you know, I'm glad that I don't have to be as stringent or as consistent with the second kid just because of that, right? There's a lot of, you know, safety nets and other examples in place in the older kid.
They're observant. They really observed all the things you did on the first thing. And, you know, the elephant in the room to me, actually, gentlemen, is that, like, honestly, like, they're watching how we treat our spouse or our totally. Partner so more than anything. Like, so we yeah. can say, you know, you know, like, when you get older, like, you know, your partner should treat you this way. But, like, they're only going to expect out of a partner what they saw you model towards your partner.
Right? I hope not.
Well, no, but really, like the self-respect that they're going to demand totally. From, you know, their partner will only be as much as you guys gave each other. So, like, that will help you with the arguing in front of them or whatever, right?
No, that's a great point. That's not in the article, but, like, that.
But that is the resentment. Yeah, totally. That is part of the resentment. Like, don't tell me, you know, like, that my boyfriend should be like this when, you know, you yelled at mom about totally. This. You know what I mean?
Like, that's probably my biggest... you know, regret is, like, you know, not modeling that better.
So I'll just hug my wife even when I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
You know, in the notebook.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the holding hands days.
When they were about to get back together, they said, that's marriage. You're going to tell me I'm a pain in the butt, and you're going to tell me when I'm pigheaded and selfish, and then we're still going to work and talk through. The notebook's interweaving through this entire show. So I'm going to get back to the article and some of the bigger bullet points. These are, again... kind of no-nos when it comes to the broad stroke building blocks of not creating resentment with your children. I mean, a lot of it's common sense, but when it's packaged this way, you can rethink about it. Inconsistent parenting, which we kind of, you know, rabbit holed. Neglecting promises. Promising something and then forgetting because you're just too stressed or busy can create resentment.
Totally.
And, you know, it taxes parents, too. You try to stay good to your word the best you can. Sometimes the situations just don't work out.
Just never promise ice cream. Just say, we'll see.
That's why we have a dog.
We'll see.
That's why we have a dog.
We'll see.
Right. It's because we promised. Yeah. Hey, oh, if you shoot. Do this, then we'll get you a puppy.
Oh.
Whoa. And then they did it. I was like, oh, okay. Oh.
You do have to follow through
15 with that. Dogs later.
That's a big one.
The next one is not explaining the reasoning for things. Sometimes kids can think something is unfair and get resentful because they don't like it, Sinclair McBride said. For example, it is totally appropriate that a six-year-old's bedtime is earlier than a preteen's, but the six-year-old will think it's unfair. That's when it's important to explain that giving everyone what they need does not always mean everyone gets the exact same thing. That's what Harvey said earlier.
We just say, hey, because she's older. That's why.
Oh, here comes a cool breeze. Oh. You know. Did I mention it got up to 100 degrees today?
We do the because I said so.
Who's Harvey? Yeah.
But because I said so is exactly the antithesis of what you should do.
I know.
Is what the article says.
Many parents don't believe they have to communicate to their children because they won't understand, says clinical psychologist Jenny Yip. I think it's better to protect them than to tell them the truth. I think we've always been on the up and up with our kids, but that's definitely a great thing to think about moving forward and even backward. Using inflexible language is another one. One role parents play in building resentment in their children is through the type of words they use. A pediatric psychologist and parent coach at New Day Pediatric Psychology, words like should, must, never, always, and have to are too absolute, and they leave very little wiggle room for flexibility. She offered examples like, you never go to bed on time. Do you realize the kind of day I've had? You should be nice to me. I do a lot for you. You should be thankful. I didn't get the things that I give to you from my parents. Instead, try to adopt parenting language that builds connections rather than resentment and disconnection. So that's an interesting one.
Words
that's
matter. Hard.
Yeah.
No, words matter.
Yeah, and
it's hard words to matter. Keep up.
There's that line between them seeing you as people and then being like overly sensitive or like last night we had got some hard news and I was just so bummed to sat outside with my margarita and then my daughter came out throwing a fit that she needed something and I'm like, I'm going through this. She doesn't care. You know what I mean? Like, we have to be strong no matter what. You know what I mean? Like, so you want to teach them compassion and say, hey, look what other person is going through a little bit. But at the same time, like.
Yeah. It's hard to explain in the moment and come up with a lot of times I feel like I have to mentally, like, get ahead of the conversation and prepare a tad.
Yeah, well.
So if they catch you off guard like that, sometimes it's a little harder. So this, you know, it's. Again, it's a process, ongoing.
They really think we're.
You got to rise. Not people. Unfortunately, it's hard.
You got
to
rise.
To rise.
Yes, sucks.
yes. Parenting's not easy, right? Imposing your own expectations. While all kids need expectations for proper, kind, respectful, dutiful, and trustworthy behavior, some parents impose their own ideals, aspirations, and missions on for their kids.
Of course.
Oh, man. I deal with this all the time. Especially the webinar I was on last night talking about sports and parenting. Yeah. And
unfulfilled.
I mean, that's one division of it, but yeah, a lot of that is...
I mean, it's tough to find the balance, though, between, like, giving them guidance and advice and then also not putting that expectation on them, right? I mean, I'm expecting you to try your best and I'm expecting for sure this outcome, and well, how do you let go of that and say it's up to you to determine?
I think we've touched upon this in other forms, yeah, like this conversation.
The danger of vicariousness.
Yeah, I mean, we have tried to adopt this the best we can. Parents should aspire to see and value their children for who they are and support them as unique individuals with their own wishes, dreams, and interests.
To a degree.
Imposing your own expectations, perhaps the achievements and goals you wished you had accomplished, only devalues them at a deep level and breeds resentment. Many parents do this out of love and hope for their child, fulfilling unmet goals we wished we had accomplished, but this stance tends to backfire.
Dun, dun, then again, dun. They're called dependents for a reason, because they depend on us. So, like, there's a line there. It's not like they know what's... That's a little bit too broad, that last one, to me, because...
Like, well, it's they all don't kind know what's of broad, isn't
them.
It? You know?
They don't know what's best for them. We do.
It's in between.
Yeah, but I would never deter my child from chasing their dream.
Right.
I'm
taking it to another level.
A horticulturist, yeah, or...
Right. I want my daughter to be a star volleyball player. She likes to theater. I get it. But there is also, anyway, a level. I think we're talking about different layers of it, but...
Darn, Ben.
Layers.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say, like,
gonna arm wrestle?
Yeah, you know, like, affirm... Like, that's kind of a little too passive, too, to just say, like, you know, they can do whatever they want.
Well, we kind of talked about this, I think, on last show.
Yeah.
When you were talking about you're an admitted tiger dad and you wanted your kids to get this and X, Y, and Z. And now they're there.
Yep.
And it's just fine.
But I think, you know, for me, it was always like I'm impressed by they were setting their own expectations, because I was hardly a role model for academics or athletics or anything. So I definitely had the expectation, but I was kind of hypocritical in that, like, it wasn't like, you know, my, like, do what I did, but more like because of my failures, I extra wanted them to succeed, I guess, or not go through my...
Well, there's a line to walk in all this, right?
Yeah.
The next one is, I see a lot of this. I do see a lot of it, and even the circles that we run in, over-monitoring everything. No one likes to be monitored. For some parents, overseeing all the details of a child's life, their academic, athletic, social, digital, only undermines trust, personal responsibility, learning self-reliance, and when to ask for help, autonomy, and accountability. Resist the temptation to monitor all aspects of your child's world and focus on offering a healthy degree of structure and the opportunity to fail.
That's something for sure that I'm probably the most guilty of out of all of the article points. But, you know, one, it's just like I definitely was very helicoptery, and, you know, with the golf stuff and being the caddy all the time, it was pretty much like always by their side over kind of, you know, sheltering. And then with the technology, I think, you know, I still check on where my daughter is in college. Like, where is she? In the dorms?
I think a lot of us do that.
So I don't know. I mean, I think the good thing, though, is that for me, there was sort of a self-regulation, an organic system that sort of checked me on that. Mm-hmm. It was just basically teenage years. And as they go through it, there's a natural them pushing away from you and a natural distancing where, like, I think the next point about, like, wanting them to be buddies or whatnot, like, it becomes harder. And I didn't really have to do anything. They definitely gave me the Heisman.
Well, that's the next point, right, MK, wasn't it? Since I opened the article, I didn't read it, but I opened it, and I saw that, like, one of them, the points is trying to treat them as friends or something that.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as treating them friends, but, I mean, like, I'm trying to let,
confidant,
you know, like, my 8-year-old, I'm trying to let him have his practices. If I'm not coaching or I'm not involved, I'm trying to, like, dip and let him, have the experience and then checking in with him at like a pickup, like, hey, how'd it go, versus being on the court or on the field and watching his every move.
They got plenty of friends. They got one dad.
Well, you know, I think to a degree that there's that value of autonomy, that if you allow them to launch themselves, they may grow differently than if you're constantly watching them, right?
Sorry, I was reading.
That was the last. It was the last point.
I'm sorry, I skipped ahead on us.
So I'll get to the last, because it's a rather lengthy article. Some of it's semi-common sense, but Ben, you just reached right to this one. Invalidating their feelings by focusing on your own. It can be micro examples or macro examples. Mm-hmm. Parents find healthy outlets to work through their own frustration and moments of stress. Otherwise, recommended having open conversations about emotions while encouraging the practice of gratitude and et cetera, et cetera. Favoring one child of another over another. It's a very common scenario as a parent who is perceived as favoring one sibling over another. Yep. So there's about six paragraphs on that one. It says common and to some extent natural, especially if you're a parent that has things in common with a particular child, such as a love of sports, art, music, or you simply get along easier. Some kids are definitely challenging and require more effort, but he noticed it's never healthy for a parent to show favoritism. Making assumptions is another big bold. As parents, we need to have frequent conversations with our kids and listen to them. It's very important to hear and validate their thoughts and feelings and not make assumptions. We know what they are going through. Boy, did I get told off the other day coming home from high school. Mm. And my daughter said to me, and I had actually done this exercise with her, but subliminally. she said something about homework, and then I had the parental response about homework. And she said, Dad, I don't need you to talk right now. I need you to listen.
Wow.
And I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I put on music. And I let her finish, and then we just kind of rolled in silence. It was like,
nice.
It was, I'm an air filler in the car. Mm. It doesn't matter, especially if they have friends in the car. I'm like, oh, where do you live? That's why they've not requested to drive that often. but anyway, that was a very big learning moment for me, and validation of what we talk about on this show of like, do you want a vent or do you want some advice? Type of thing. So
can I do a quick anecdote? Like I was listening to a book about how and it helped me a lot with all this driving around to practices. Like that might be the only 10 or 15 minutes you get with them a day. And even if you're alone, well, I find my kids opening up a lot on the way to volleyball or whatever. Like that's the only time they're alone, and they chat my ear off that's the only time of day when we're alone. That's the only time they talk to me about their day. And the other thing is, if there's other kids in the car, they kind of forget you're there. Yeah. You ever notice that? And they're like, start
eavesdropping.
Hey now. Yeah. So, I mean, it helped me a lot with all this running around and hating all the driving up and down. But, like, I actually enjoy it now just by that one little shift.
I like that.
Love the drive.
Yeah. I mean, I'm at that comfortable spot in life where I don't mind driving the minivan with the pineapple sticker. I don't mind. I want to get to the point where I put on Funky Cool Medina and get out and dance while all the athletic practices are letting out and dance on the sidewalk. And then so I'm not there yet.
You're not.
Yeah. I'm there.
She'd be mortified, but you know, but we're having fun. It's all good.
Funky Cool Medina.
Tone Loke.
What? I'm thinking like Bust a Move. You know.
I auditioned for a job to Funky Cool Medina. Fun fact. All right, so this is apologizing. Yes. Big deal. Parents should apologize. Obviously, we all get it wrong. Mm-hmm. Periodically.
That's tough.
No, it's not.
Well, for me, my dad has never once said I love you or apologized. Holy moly. And so, I've always said I'm going to do better and... Yeah. Try to own up, but still,
I shouldn't project.
Like, so you're coming from roots and cycles, and it's hard to be like,
I'm sorry. I'm wrong. You know, I'm not super dad.
I learned early on because I feel you. I learned to flex the muscle early on, And I just said, you know what? You're right. I shouldn't have gone off the handle about something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, or that wasn't your fault. I didn't hear the argument clearly.
This is a big one, yeah.
I just walked into the room and saw X doing Y to Z, and I didn't know the full story. So, yeah, there's one big instance where it took me a minute, and I really had to, like, almost sleep on it, and then I had a full – my kids dread the lectures, but I'm like, I'm going to say I'm sorry, and I want to tell you why kind of thing, but – I think it's very healthy, personally.
In case my dad's listening, he always did, like, after yelling at us, like, take me out to, like, Lord's ice cream.
That was a sorry. That's a good sorry.
That was his way of saying
sorry. That's the way to do it, man.
You want ice cream?
But different eras, right?
But what's the flavor?
60s, 70s, 80s?
My choice. Yeah.
What's the flavor? What's your Lord's flavor, homeboy?
Oh, what's mine? Mine's, yeah, the coffee almond fudge one.
Mocha almond fudge?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's like good. Slamming. You don't. Well,
peanut butter fudge is gross. Amazing.
Come on, dude.
And almond joy when it's in season.
No. I mean, back in the day, it was bubble gum, and then you just like spit the. Anyway.
Okay, back to the article about psychology and children and families. Finally, the last one is using your child as a confidant.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
I did have to work on that because I feel like I was just really open with my kids. You and I'm like,
you're a natural pal anyway. You know?
Can't.
Well, I mean, maybe when they're 18, you can start to be buddies when they're older.
Can't.
Not when they're older, even.
Can't.
Oh, okay.
Can't.
You kind of can.
Yeah, like you kind of can.
It's a blend of friend and, you know, when you need to go, you know.
Yeah.
Whoa, when look at it. Like, look at him.
Yeah.
He's like really hot about it. So, yeah.
But I like it. There's one. They got one dad, and they have plenty of friends. They need you to be a dad, not a friend. I get it.
No, I agree with the overall sentiment, but I agree. I'm going to go with Chris.
It's a job. Until you're gone.
Mark is resolved on this.
Yeah, look at that.
He's got the oldest kid.
And there's sound effects.
As times a parent uses the child, typically a teen or adult, as a confidant, this role reversal thwarts separation too often. Due to intense loyalty, abdicates their own development to help the parent. Inevitably, this may lead to resentment.
Mm-hmm.
But
and how?
No, I agree with Chris. I'm not going Harvey's way because I feel like if I audition for something and I don't get it and I'm bummed, I will say I went for an audition and I didn't get it, or I didn't get a job again this year, and I'm kind of bummed about that. And we have a talk. Yeah. Why are you bummed?
I'm not saying don't be vulnerable. Yeah. I'm just saying you have to maintain.
Well, that's what we're saying. There's a flexibility.
And,
there
and it is. Who's Harvey? He's talking about Harvey.
You're Harvey.
You're Harvey.
I'm Mark.
You don't like your last name? It's
no, never have. You never call me by first. My
all right.
Name. No, I don't. What is your name?
Mark.
Coming up next. The home stretch, Webster's new entries, and a little bit of a quiz.
Quiz time.
It's quiz time. Palette quiz. Quiz, 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 quiz.
All right, per my favorite Today Show, they were going, we've done this before with teen slang.
Yes.
We've done this with acronyms.
Classics.
But these are words that were recently invited to the dictionary.
Oh, invited?
Yes, I would like to be in that. That's a great job, by the way.
Yes.
You just sweet. Study pop culture committee. Stuff, and then you're like, all right, that works. Well, there's a few you may know, a few you may not know, but let's just go through them very quickly in our listeners' interest. Get them out of here as promised. And then Ben has man ball, and Mark has to pick up his kid. Little bit of quiz, little bit of knowledge. Riz, rep, or fit is a noun. Slang for romantic appeal or charm.
Fit. No. Riz.
Fit. I have no idea.
No, fit. No, fit's clothes.
Fit is physically attractive.
No, fit is your clothes. Riz.
Sounds cool.
Fit.
Riz. Maybe I'm being English about
Correct
it.
Correct answer is Riz.
Yeah. What is R-I-Z Riz?
R-I-Z-Z. And,
like dapper.
And I got the info on this because my boy was using it a lot.
Oh, really?
Yes, like he, it is.
She has the Riz. Or
he has Riz.
He has Riz. Okay.
And it's short for charisma.
Never even heard.
Yes. Charisma.
Nice. Okay. That's
so what's wrong with the word
charisma? Okay, so number two, in the interest of time, Yoda Padawan, or Jedi? Which one is a noun, informal, a young person, especially when regarded as naive, inexperienced, etc.?
Oh, Padawan.
Come on, man. Come on, moving on. Don't patronize
Padawan.
Us.
Heck yeah.
Is correct.
Don't Padawan us.
All right, your next multiple choice is good. Chance, word, or bingo card? Slang, a list of possible, expected, or likely scenarios, usually used in the phrase on blank.
On chance?
Chance.
I mean, what else? Could, if it's not chance, that's.
Well, I
that's
can't stupid. Even like. Even
but chance
like,
is in the dictionary already.
Fine. No.
So is word.
Riz?
What was it? Bingo card.
It's bingo. A bingo.
What? Yeah, it's the big saying.
The other two are already words.
No, it's like, oh, Ben being on time tonight wasn't on my bingo card.
Okay.
See?
Oh, I get it. Oh. So it's an expression?
Yeah, it's an expression.
Padow. Padow.
Being early, you mean. Thank you.
All right. The next is blank. Adjective. Slang. Considered to be the greatest of all time.
Goat.
Goat.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the word in the dictionary is goated.
Goated.
That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
No, no, you've been goated, like knighted.
Oh, you've been goated.
Yeah,
you've been goated. You've been goated.
Yes, Chris.
Yes,
yes.
You had the yo, right?
Yes. Some UCLA in the house. Not like San Luis Nabisco.
Half the price, same education.
It's the same price.
Tons of Nilla wafers. Yeah. This is multiple choice again. Neh, mid, or may?
Oh, neh.
Adjective, neither very good nor very bad.
Meh.
Meh.
Yeah.
Totally no, I knew this one from my kids. I knew this one from my kids. It's mid.
Oh, mid?
What? Yeah.
I thought it was
like,
meh.
Do you like the ice cream? Dad, it was mid.
Or meh.
No, mid.
Okay. All right. Stand corrected.
I love it.
Okay. Well, this is an acronym. We'll just go through it. NGL is now in the dictionary. Not going to lie.
Not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie. Gonna
Why
lie,
would an Craig. Acronym be in the dictionary?
I'm just telling you.
Lie. Stupid.
I know, that is weird.
Cut and paste.
What is
TTYL? We all know what TTYL
does
is.
Every acronym need to be in the dictionary?
TTYL.
Talk to you later. Your...
Talk to you later, yes.
Oh, okay. Talk
well, this is an interesting one.
What?
I didn't know this one. Smosh, cementing, or smishing.
Dude.
Is the practice of sending text messages to someone in order to trick the person into revealing personal or confidential information, which can then be used for incriminating
That's
purposes.
Awful. Yeah, smosh. It sounds like smosh.
It's smoshing.
It sounds like a smosh.
I don't know.
It's super smosh.
Smishing.
Smishing?
All right.
Fishing. Oh, that makes sense.
Like fishing.
Fishing.
Yes.
Scandalous. Oh, Chris, we spoke of this earlier. Multiple choice once again. Fakery. Bakery. Or hallucination, which means a plausible but false or misleading response generated by an artificial intelligence algorithm.
Oh my gosh.
Fakery?
This is scary.
Yeah. Deep fake. Fakery, I'm going to say.
Hallucination.
Dang it.
Is the one.
See, I'm so out of touch.
Okay, we're going to plow through the last four.
Jeez.
My daughter is this to a T. She shops for rare, vintage, or obscure recordings, especially by searching through crates of secondhand merchandise. They call it a crate digger.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So one. That is a new word in the dictionary.
Yes.
This one has been the butt of my family jokes for years. We say everybody in Florida wears them. No offense to the Floridians, but that's been our joke. Shorts made of denim or jean. Jorts.
Oh,
oh yeah. Okay.
Shorts.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to remember that, but
fair enough.
No one asked you to. Grammable is suitable to be posted on Instagram, posted on photo sharing.
Yeah. Oh, that was a grandma.
Oh, yeah,
grandma.
It was grammable.
Or grandma.
Doom like scroll. This can get you in trouble in our self-help episodes. To spend excessive time online scrolling through news or other content that makes one feel sad, anxious, angry, etc. And then finally, we should all know about this one, and we've talked about it before. A secret or incognito account on the Instagram photo sharing service is called a
phishing site.
No.
No
idea.
Spam.
No.
Monkey.
Monkeys. Very good, hell, Sean Connery. Finsta.
Finsta?
The child has a Finsta.
Finsta. A fake account.
I even
fake
dropped Insta. That at school. Some of the adults that don't follow us. They just get a Finsta and then you can follow
wow,
us.
Wow, you're already dropping it? Dropping okay, it. All right. Yeah.
All right, coming up next, I things that make us smile.
Hey, guys.
And then the show's end.
Can I just say that campfires make me smile? I gotta go.
Fine. This guy.
I'll go first. All right, it's time for things that make us smile. Ben, it makes me smile knowing you're going to be on time for Man Ball. So what makes so you what smile makes right you now?
Co-ed team, by the way. And I would say that a nice CNC cut makes me smile, blowing the sawdust off, and campfires.
Do you use big green balls?
What's that?
Big green balls?
Softballs.
What are you talking about?
Softball.
They're yellow, I think.
Do you use aluminum bats?
A lathe?
Yes.
Is it slow pitch or fast pitch?
Yeah, we also wear those little caps and we use old-timey gloves. What are you talking about?
Is it fast pitch or slow pitch?
It's slow pitch.
Old-timey?
Like big arch, like, does everybody make a sound effect? Like, whoa. That's brilliant. All right.
Get out of here.
Have a good night, Ben.
I resent you.
All right, other things that make us smile. I think I mentioned it earlier. I've got my annual trip with my good friend going to some college football. I've never been to Milwaukee.
She's Kurds.
And here, check this out. I'm staying in the Pabst Blue Ribbon Hotel.
No, she's Kurds.
That's crazy.
It was Harvey's in rare form tonight.
Is it in the shape of one of those
it's water the tower old brewery.
Who's
and
Harvey?
Then they flipped it around. And now it's a hotel.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it's still got all the bells and whistles.
Sweet.
Other than that, the kids are awesome. I'm living life above ground, which is lovely.
Hey. All right.
Well, you're at that age where you're like, you lose someone here and there, or a celebrity goes, and you're like, oh, my gosh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's getting more and more frequent. So I'll take every day as a blessing.
Amen.
Funny thing, we went to the blessing of the animals yesterday. And our pets got blessed. It happens once a year in the church. And everybody brings their bunnies and turtles. And the priest. Yeah, it's really cute. It's the kids brought. Yeah, all the little kids
That's
brought
like
stuff.
The A's game where you bring your dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little different.
That's and then my kids are all super cool. And thank you to my wife for being kind enough to still support this show. 80 episodes deep. I'm grateful for that, and that makes me smile. Chris?
Yeah, man. Fantasy football is in full swing, and even though my team is doing poorly, it's just a fun distraction for me, so I get really into it, and just the camaraderie and trash talking and stuff is just so fun. I'm looking forward to it all week, and yeah, I can't believe it's already week 5 coming up, man.
How many people are in your league?
We have a 12-person,
so
it's fun. And we've been doing it for probably 15 years, so, you know, it's deep. And then the other one was, man, I got to go down for a work trip and visit the kid, pop in, because I had to go to L.A. And
in
I got
LA.
To pop in, had dinner with her in the dorms, met her roommates.
Dang.
Dude, it was so cool. I mean, I'm really jealous and envious of
I
these
saw
kids.
When you took them all out to dinner.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The Italian
we went to,
place.
Cheesecake Factory and all that. But, I mean, the food they have in the dorms is, so different from when I was there. I'm literally just jaw on the floor. They got the food trucks, 5 different restaurants they could choose from. Back then it was you eat what is in the dorms. So.
Yeah, you eat what's in the cafeteria that night.
That really just made me smile that she's living her best life right now. And that was awesome.
That's awesome. Mark?
Soccer full swing. Kid, boy scored a goal.
Scored a goal.
My daughter's doing cross country and she's killing it. New music from Philadelphia, Your World.
Zach Bryan.
I think.
Huh? He's from Oklahoma.
Midnight. I think Midnight. Check it out, Mike, Philly. I got family coming in from Texas this weekend. Gonna spend some time with them.
Giddy up.
Weather's good. Everything's good, man. Music, people. Food.
Quiet. Crickets. Quiet is another word that was invited to the dictionary.
Quiet.
No, quiet. Quit.
What?
Do the minimum. I like this one for you.
Quiet.
Quiet quit. Sorry, Mark, I got distracted.
Quit. No, it's okay.
Quiet quit. Do the minimum amount of work required for a job to engage in quiet quitting.
Let's look into that.
Yes. I like that. I like that. Yeah, yeah. There's a bunch of fun ones, too. Chef's Kiss, Kiss and Cry, Beast Mode, Girl Boss. Anyway.
Beast Mode. All right.
We'll go on. We'll post that article link out there. But we want to thank you for hanging in there. We hope you enjoyed the hour. And we will be back soon enough. Please follow us on Instagram, the Book of Faces, or X, Twitter X. Have a great night, everybody. We're the Dad Timeout Show, and we're out of here.
Good evening.
Love you.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour. My turn!
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Timeout Show. And we're out of here.